How's that job search of yours going? Not so good? You might want a little more help and advice. Head to 5strengths.com/webinar to register for my free webinar, Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. You'll get great strategies and a ton of free resources to help your job search from a name you can trust. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show. Hello, and welcome to the Job Search Podcast. I'm Amy L. Adler, executive resume writer of 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts, and I'm coming to you from Salt Lake City, Utah, where I have this resume writing business and career coaching business and do outplacement and lots of other teaching and training and presentations, as well as the Job Search Podcast. One of the biggest things that I do as a member of the resume writing and career coaching community is participate in national organizations that support what we do. Most recently, I was named an Ask the Experts contributor by the National Resume Writers Association. So one of my responses was chosen for the Ask the Experts blog. So feel free to check out the nrwa.org. It's an organization that I support tremendously and believe in what they do, love their conferences, love the community, and love to be thought of as an expert on their platform. In other news, I wanted to tell you all that I recently launched a new VIP service, not your traditional get it all done in one day kind of VIP service, but faster, better, more attention. If you're interested, please give me a call at 801-810-5627 or message me at aadler@5strengths.com. That's FIVESTRENGTHS.com. And I'll be happy to tell you all about the ways that I am working with senior level executives, helping them get where they need to be faster, better, with more attention than before. Third thing is, quite recently, a customer of mine, a client of mine, asked me if I would talk about ageism in the workplace or in the hiring process in the workplace. So today I wanted to talk to you in response to his question about resume mistakes that job seekers over 40 tend to do and ways that they are sabotaging their own job searches. So today, top 10 resume mistakes by executive job seekers over 40. It's sad that ageism is a thing, but it is a thing. So please pay attention if you are approaching that milestone birthday or you have long since passed it. So let's start by saying, if you haven't written a resume in the last decade or more, that's probably a good thing. That means you've been working in jobs that loved you as much as you have loved them. However, if you're listening, you're probably in an executive job search and you're probably of an age in which you wonder whether the years of experience on your resume and in your actual background is going to help or hurt. Your new resume won't be anything like the resume you used to get your first or maybe even your most recent job, because times have changed for executive job seekers and so have resume strategies. Let's talk about these 10 executive resume mistakes that are going to sink your job search if you are not changing your strategy because you are now experienced and high level. Number one, the first big mistake is to write the word resume at the top of the page. On the one hand, it's overstating the completely obvious, and you're wasting important resume real estate that could be used more strategically, and we'll talk about that in a second. On the other, if you've ever uploaded your resume to apply for jobs, that is to an electronic applicant tracking software system, or ATS, you'll forever be known in the database as resume with no last name, which is not going to help you when a recruiter is trying to look for you. Number two. Big mistake is including an I want type objective statement rather than a statement of value, such as a personal branding statement. Objectives are more than passé, they are damaging because they focus on the candidate's needs rather than the hiring executive's expectations and requirements. So job seekers over 40 need to remember that until they offered the position, everything they do or say in the job search process has to focus on solving the hiring manager's or hiring executive's pain, not promoting their own needs. Number three, including the dates of your college or university education. We can all subtract 22 from whatever year you put down and get a sense of your vintage. To avoid that and to fairly demonstrate that you are fulfilling the expectations of the role, which is to have a particular degree with a particular spin, to avoid discrimination overall, don't telegraph your age on your resume using the dates of your graduation. This obviously doesn't hold if you happen to be a young candidate, maybe 25 or so, and your graduate work or college work is highly relevant to what you are doing. But for those of us who have been in the workforce for a long time, this is an expectation, not a qualifier, and the dates may in fact qualify you out. Number four, not including your email address. And I will say also adding your street address. If you're of a certain level of experience, you might not have had an email address in the past, but now you need to have a Gmail or a Hotmail, preferably Gmail, that you're going to use on your resume, and that you're not going know that you're not going to use your company email, because who wants to be known as the person who job searches on company time? Anyway, including that email shows that you are technology savvy and that you are not technology averse, regardless of your sort of overall experience, and that you are always available for communication, especially around your job search, which might not be within the typical hours of the workday. The same goes true for including your street address. Some people do include their street address and can be helpful for location-specific searches. But if you're not tied to a street address and you would prefer to protect that type of data, you don't have to include it on your resume. As long as you have your email address and theoretically your LinkedIn profile address as well, you are going to be completely findable. And that brings me right in to number five. A big mistake people make is including their home telephone line and not their mobile device line. When a job hunter uses a home telephone number that is likely to be answered by children or somebody else, it indicates to the hiring manager that the candidate might have certain liabilities, for example, insurance requirements or a need for impromptu time off. As mobile phones are so prevalent and inexpensive, a job seeker should have a mobile device with a professional voicemail recording that only that person will be answering. For that matter, you don't even have to say on your resume that this is a mobile device number. People will expect that you will use your mobile number, especially for direct accessibility, but also for texting. If you don't have a mobile number, you can simulate having one, but it's probably better to actually have one. You can sign up for Google Voice, which is free. If you want to know more about Google Voice, you should call me 801-810-5627, which is going directly to my mobile line, so I can tell you about it, because it's too good of a job search hack not to pay attention to. Error number six, writing a resume that's only one page long when you have maybe 2 to 3 pages of good, relevant experience. Let's face it, hiring managers are likely to stop reading your resume after 1 or 2 pages if you're giving them boring details that don't relate to their needs. But what if you have a lifetime's worth of great, relevant experience? You absolutely should tell your future hiring executive about your great accomplishments so that they can see the answer to their problems, their needs, in your professional history. In other words, don't be tied to a single page, because that is such an old school expectation. If you flip that around, we come to number seven, which is balancing your complete career history with your audience's need to know probably no more than about 10 years of your experience, at least in depth. Hiring managers, hiring executives, are focused on what the candidate, what you can do for them today, not what you were expected to do 20 years ago. So if you're coming with a lot of experience and many years of experience, use your real estate on your resume wisely and hit the most relevant positions and potentially the most recent 10 years of positions the hardest, and give some detail about the prior roles, if they're critical and relevant to the kinds of things that you are doing now. And for the most distant roles in your timeline, just put a line or two. That's going to be plenty. And you don't even need to include dates of employment for those. You're going to have plenty to offer in the first page or so of your experience, the most recent 10 years. So you don't really have to worry about what happened 10, 20, 30 years ago. Number 8, big error, not including a personalized, I mean vanity, LinkedIn profile link on your resume. LinkedIn is the social medium most likely to be utilized by hiring executives and recruiters in the job search process. It's free for you to use. It's largely free for individuals who are searching for you to use. It's obviously paid for recruiters, but it's ubiquitous. So anybody in a job search should be taking advantage of the message that they can control on this free service that they know people are going to be using when searching for candidates like them. With that in mind, make sure that you create a vanity URL in your profile options. If you want to find out how to do that, you can call me, of course. And put that link in the header of your resume. It shows that you are tech savvy, it shows that you are online, and frankly, it shows them where to look to reach out to you. Number 9, writing only about soft skills and not about hardcore accomplishments. This will sink anyone's resume, but especially those from people who are highly experienced and have a lot to talk about. Soft skills are critical in any job, but would quote-unquote great team player be anything but an expectation for a hiring executive's latest hire? Job seekers over a certain age should remember that reporting on accomplishments, the successes that they've demonstrated for each job, that is what is going to get the hiring manager's attention. They want to know that you have solved problems like the ones they are facing right now, and these are the ways that you have done it. Here's how you've proved your success. These are your branding and brandable experiences. Number 10. Again, flip it over. Writing only about accomplishments and no soft skills. So you have to challenge yourself to include the best of your experience by showing rather than telling your future executive the multiple reasons that you're the right choice to solve their problems. And if you're going into a senior leadership role, showing that you have the emotional intelligence to lead well is going to be critical. So adding these two things together, your accomplishments and your soft skills, is going to show the entire picture. Thanks for listening to this podcast on the top 10 resume mistakes made by executive job seekers over 40. If you happen to be in this group and want to know more about how you can position yourself well, I invite you to give me a call, 801-810-5627. I keep my phone on and I look forward to speaking with you. Thanks so much for listening.